plan designed to make next year what they called a period of significant transition to full Iraqi sovereignty. That vote came after the senators rejected, 58-40, the Democratic effort to have Bush outline a timetable for a phased withdrawal of U.S. forces in Iraq. The top Democrat in the Senate, Harry Reid, says it's clear the U.S. must change the course, not stay the course. 11 top Jordanian officials have resigned after last week's deadly hotel bombings in Amman. The country's national security advisor among those who quit, 4 Americans among the 58 people killed in the blast at 3 Western hotels on Wednesday. Jordan has also introduced strict security measures aimed at foreigners, and they're drafting the first anti-terror-specific legislation in Jordan to prevent more attacks. Israel and the Palestinians have reached a deal on Gaza border crossings after an all-night bargaining personally overseen by Condoleezza Rice, hailing the deal as a big step forward. Rice says the two sides are learning to establish patterns of cooperation, and she says it's a major step toward independence for the Palestinians. The agreement gives the Palestinians control over a border for the first time. It also appears to strengthen Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas ahead of the January 25th parliamentary elections, where the militant group Hamas is making a strong challenge to Abbas. Under the deal, the Gaza-Egypt border would open November 25th. Within a month, Palestinians would also be able to move between the West Bank and Gaza, traveling through Israel in bus convoys. Grizzly bears in and around Yellowstone National Park are no longer considered an endangered species. The Department of the Interior says it will remove the grizzlies from the endangered species list after 30 years of federal protection. The number of grizzlies in the Yellowstone area has almost tripled since the bear was placed on that list back in 1975. Officials say more than 600 grizzly bears now live in the region, which includes parts of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. This is Air America Radio News.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement? Movement subscription.
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
History that brought us to where we are today. These are simply facts. While the American people understandably want to know when our forces can leave Iraq, I believe they do not want them to leave until our mission is accomplished.
Oh, sit down and shut up, you old bastard. Good evening, truth seekers. About 7 past the hour, my name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America. We have some rummy speak for you tonight. There was a press conference, Department of Defense press briefing today, that takes you right out to the edge of hallucinatory musings of this old freak Rumsfeld. It's just unbelievable. And for those of you who miss his hypothetical questions, remember those? So people want to know, do we have asparagus for dinner or was it rice? I don't know. Why do you ask me that? These are questions, you know, that kind of crap. They've kept Rumsfeld in his coffin recently, but since Bush is hiding out halfway around the world, lecturing the Japanese on why the Chinese need to lighten up and... Oh, never mind. But anyway, since Bush is in Japan... Oh, and by the way, did Pat Robertson mention the fact that God was so pissed off at George that he sent a 7.3 earthquake, 7.3 on the Richter scale earthquake to Honshu? Just before Bush got there? Didn't Robertson mention that? I mean, that's God tossing one across George Bush's bow, isn't it? Huh? Are they going to go arrest God now for threatening Bush's life? Oh, man, these people are sick, crazy, and stoned. Anyway, since Bush is over there lecturing the Japanese on why the Chinese should grant civil rights to their citizens, the Bush crime family back here is having to dust off some of their moldy, dead surrogates to, you know, they pull the stake out of the heart, bring them out, keep them out of the sunlight to answer these now bipartisan charges about the lead-up to the murderous, bloody war in Iraq. So stick around. We're going to play some of this for you a little bit later tonight. Ruben Zamora, who's a candidate against the ex-football coach and lard-ass a puppet of Tom DeLay, Dennis Hastert. Ruben Zamora is going to join us. He is another one of the people in, along with John Lash. John was the first name, running in the Democratic primary against to get the honor of unseating Lardbutt and sending Hastert back to, you know, Illinois politics, where he can accept as much graft and corruption as he wants to without the national spotlight being on him. And by the way, we're giving you lots of advance notice on this. Next Wednesday, the 23rd, the night before Thanksgiving. When we're on the air, we'll have a kids' night, as we have in the past. We've done it, I think, a couple of times. Young guys and girls between the ages of 13 and 17, inclusive. You can be 13, 14, 15, 16, or 17. It's going to be your night, all 3 hours. So pass it on to your kids, your nieces and nephews, your peers, your friends at school, whatever. That's next Wednesday, not tomorrow, next Wednesday, all night, youth night. As they said in the movie, Ute Night. A couple of items here before Mr. Zamora joins us. Let me see here. Oh, okay. This is from the Press Trust of India. It says here, a woman died in a Calcutta hospital after ants ate one of her eyes as she was recovering from a cornea operation, media reports said Tuesday. Gauri Chakraborty, who was 55, had complained of terrible pain after the operation, but a nurse told her it was normal and left her unattended, her son told the Press Trust of India News Agency. The son said when her bandage was removed the next day, they found big black ants nibbling at her eye. Her son, her son-in-law said she died a ghastly death. We don't even know the reason of her death. The local health minister demanded a report of the incident from the hospital authorities, and in response, hospital superintendent said a five-member inquiry committee had been set up. Sounds like a story. No disrespect intended for this dead woman who is, I don't know what she died of, but the ants got her eye. But it reminds me of the Australian press, the Australian newspapers, where they have, just story after story after story of shark attacks and bee attacks and ant attacks and spiders, cart off a three-year-old and kookaburras have demolished an old folks' home and, that sort of thing. No disrespect to the lady, really. The ants ate her eye. Molly has this little song that we sing for her. I wonder if we could somehow work that verse in. You know which one I'm talking about, Kathy? The ants are marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The little ones stop to eat an eye. And they all go marching. This is from Carolyn in Oklahoma City. Mike, thank you for saying on the air the very thing I've been grumbling for the past few weeks. How in the hell is it that our Democratic representatives in Congress, in spite of considerably more access to internal government information, were incapable of arriving at the same conclusions as the rest of us civilian lefties during the run-up to the war? Now, what Carolyn is talking about, obviously, is the tripartite press conference held yesterday by Senators Levin, Durbin, and Reid, where they rebutted the charge by George W. Bush that everybody had the same information. Now the senators, the Democrat leadership, is saying, oh, no. My position. If you want to know my position on it, just go to the blog, airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy, and read it. Anyway, Carolyn writes, how is it that all this time they were apparently ignorant of all the goings-on since the war started? Ordinary people have been perfectly capable of collecting an amazing amount of information and questions for all these years, and our Congress has been entirely ignorant of all this? I'm not buying any of this, only if we knew nonsense that they're trying to hand us. I can't forget or forgive the way the sitting Democrats apparently abandon us all in the most craven way possible, even to allow our nation to wage preemptive war without so much as a peep. Now that this arrogant crime family has overstepped themselves and the tide seems to have turned, our Democrats have suddenly grown the cojones to speak up. I'm afraid I can't thank them for finally doing the right thing. I'm too busy screaming, it's about effing time, you bastards. Woo, Carolyn, you rock. Yeah, I'll do everything I can in 2006, she writes, to get more Democrats in Congress because they're all we've got to work with. But I doubt I'll ever be able to forgive the self-serving bunch we've got now. We know who they are, and I say vote them out, all out, at the first possible opportunity. All right, that's from Carolyn. And the other night, the question was raised, and another answer I didn't have, about whether or not the president who is sworn in on Inauguration Day has to sign a copy of the inaugural oath. A couple of people, including Anthony, wrote in and said yes. There usually is a huge photo op, and it is done. Well, you learn something new every day, Kathy, doing talk radio, don't you? I had no idea. I didn't know they were sworn in verbally and then had to sign. Limbaugh, do you see what this bastard is doing? Keith Olbermann had this on his program tonight as the worst person on the planet, or whatever that bit is that he does. On Friday, Limbaugh announced his Adopt a Soldier program. Now, this involves soliciting money from listeners to pay for subscriptions to the Limbaugh letter that will be given, quote, quote, to the soldiers. Each listener can, quote, adopt, end quote, as many soldiers as they wish, and each soldier will get a subscription. The donor pays the discounted price of just under $50 for each soldier. Now, clearly, this is a tasteless marketing ploy. RushLimbaughOnline.com writes, Rush and Premier Radio Networks are fattening their coffers by exploiting the generosity of listeners with the use of our military troops as props. There's not one thing stopping Limbaugh and Premier Radio Networks from simply giving the subscriptions away. Rush 24/7 amounts to accessing content on RushLimbaugh.com. This content is produced and costs Premier the same no matter how many people are consuming it. The Limbaugh letter amounts to a handful of printed pages. If Rush and Premier Radio Networks wish the troops to experience the generous and supportive spirit of the show, they would simply provide all of this to the troops instead of making it a function of how many Rush listeners are willing to pony up $50 per soldier. I've got some more of this when we come back. This guy, this Limbaugh, this is a guy that got out of service himself by claiming a pimple on his ass that was so severe that he couldn't walk, stand, or apparently relieve himself. So, you know, he got his 4F classification. Unbelievable.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Past the hour. So Limbaugh has decided to milk the terminally brain dead, the remaining 2-3 million people a week who listen to his program at $49.95. They send him the money. He sends one of these cheesy ass Limbaugh letters to a soldier, I guess. Now this freak is on Armed Forces Radio. Keep that in mind. So I just wonder how many soldiers would like to get Rush Limbaugh in their sights when they hear about this one. Rush and his syndicator, Premier Radio Network, stand to make a tidy sum from this marketing effort, according to RushLimbaughOnline.com, which is kind of a watchdog website that watches this pig. They suggest 100,000 of the 3 million member listening audience forks over $49.95 to participate in this program. That comes out to $5 million. Now, when you subtract the cost for paper and postage for 100,000 copies of the Limbaugh letter, it makes only a slight dent. The profits are obviously quite large. It goes on to say, to any sensible person, soldiers serving in Iraq and Afghanistan have needs far more urgent than the Limbaugh letter. Items like bulletproof vests, up-armored Humvees, airline tickets for family members to visit injured troops at Landstuhl or Walter Reed are certainly higher on the wish list, but such a donation drive would not result in Premier Radio Networks making profits in the millions, you see. God, I hate these people. They just turn my stomach. This Limbaugh pig, I've never, ever, ever come in contact. Well, yes, I have. He's written right up there in the top 10 of people who are just vile. Now, strangely enough, Rush took the opportunity of this announcement of his exploitation of American soldiers as something of a test for liberals. Here's what he said on Friday. I've got an idea for you liberals. Liberals are always out there saying you support the troops. Well, then adopt a soldier. Join the Adopt a Soldier program at rushlimbaugh.com, and if you're a lib and you want to say you support the troops, this is a great way to prove it. That's what this pig bastard said. Huh? Now, the irony in all this is massive. As rushlimbaughonline.com points out, Limbaugh evaded serving his country at a time when allegedly it needed him by getting his private doctor to declare that he had a pilonidal cyst. That's one right up there where the sun don't shine on your derriere, and Rush needed a 4F. Now, of course, those cysts are highly treatable. But anyway, he got his 4F, and he evaded service because of a carbuncle on his ass. I don't know how else to put it. And today, instead of encouraging his listeners to make some thoughtful donations, this pig exploits the listener's sense of patriotism to enrich himself and his network. Now, RushLimbaughOnline.com is not using the kind of language I'm using. I'm mixing my language with their quotes. I'm the only one I know that uses this kind of language, okay? Anyway, exploiting his listener's sense of patriotism to enrich himself and his network. Is there anything worse than that? I mean, this pig man is unbelievable, isn't he? As LimbaughOnline.com says, the troops should be supported by sensible policy and civilian leadership that objectively considers facts, admits and corrects mistakes, and supplies them with everything they need. Subscriptions to consume the rhetoric of an opportunistic radio entertainer is hardly a substitute of any kind. Yeah, I think so. And on Overman's program tonight, Countdown, I believe Limbaugh was named the worst on the planet or the worst on earth, whatever that segment is he does towards the end of the program. Worst person in the world. Yeah, there you go. What a flesh eater Limbaugh is. He's like flesh eating bacteria. It's just, I don't know. Oh, well, whatever. Now, if you want to, somebody sent me a link to legacy.com. And there's a soldier's tribute there. Legacy.com. The actual URL is a little bit longer than that, but legacy.com will get you there. Tributes that were created by friends and family of the men and women killed in Iraq. And when you go to the page, you got to check this out. You'll see a whole list of names of dead soldiers. And you click on that person's name, and there is a tribute there. Turn up your sound. Some of it is music. Some of it is photographs. It's unbelievably moving. Legacy.com/soldiers.asp. Just go to legacy.com. You'll find it. All right? A person sent this to me, said, website you might like to mention. Yeah, I checked it out this afternoon. It's very moving. Very moving. All right, we have a break coming here. When we come back from this break, we're going to be joined by Ruben Zamora, who is running again for the second time against this phony-ass speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Dennis Hastert, in the 14th Congressional District of Illinois. So stick around and meet Ruben Zamora, okay? And after our chat with Ruben Zamora, we have a very intense program for you tonight, so stick around if you have the strength. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Sleepy, try to trick myself into thinking that I'm not awake. That it's
this is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Let me tell you a little bit about Ruben Zamora, and then we'll bring him on. He last year, Ruben Zamora ran against Dennis Hastert in the Illinois' 14th congressional district. I believe it's the 14th. Zamora received over 87,000 votes. He got 31% of the vote. He was born in 1966 in Indiana. He is the fourth youngest of a Mexican-American migrant family of 11 children. And while he was growing up, like a lot of immigrant families, Ruben's family sacrificed to make ends meet. In this case, working the flower fields and seasonal crops in Florida. Migrant workers. I'm sure everybody's familiar with that term. In 1984, Ruben attended North Central College in Naperville, Illinois. He graduated in 1989 with a B.A. in business management. He then completed 8 years of substitute teaching in the East Aurora, Illinois School District and returned to earn his master's in education in June 2004 from Aurora. He's married. He and his wife, Nadia, have been married 18 years and have two teenage sons, ages 17 and 14. They live in Aurora, Illinois. He joins us now from Aurora, I would imagine. May I call you Ruben? Or should I call you Mr. Zamora? Or should I call you the congressman?
Call me congressman.
All right, Congressman Zamora. welcome to the program. I'm not quite sure where to start, except to start where I usually start. I am a Dennis Kucinich Democrat, which means I'm blue-collar, working-class, Rust Belt, coalition-style, pro-union, kick-ass when necessary, especially if it's members of my own party who can't see the forest for the trees. That's the kind of Democrat I am. What kind of a Democrat are you?
Well, you've basically just described me as well. I have supported Dennis Kucinich in his presidential bid, and I took that experience and his ideas and ran with it and ran for Congress.
What would be some of the programs, if you could be specific, and I realize that of 435 members of Congress, it's very difficult for a freshman member of Congress to get things done, but let's assume that you can wind up with some decent committee appointments and can very quickly acclimate yourself to the swamp that is Washington politics. What would you work on? What would be the first things that you would try to do to right this incredible damage that the Bush crime family has done to this country?
Well, first of all, we have to acknowledge that we're pretty ways deep in manure, and I live in an agricultural community here, and we're in it. But the thing is, what we need to focus in on is health care, job creation, and education. Now, my plan for all these three will not work unless we first deal with the Iraq problem. We have to bring our troops home, and I have a plan for that as well.
Do you want to share that plan now?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Much like my opponent who was on earlier, I too feel that this country should not have gone in. But now that we're in there, let's find solutions to get them out of there. First of all, what we need to do is we need to have a change in foreign policy. We need to acknowledge Iraq's sovereignty to their country. We need to make sure that they take over the contracts for infrastructure rebuilding and the oil contracts. We need to move away from subsidizing Halliburton and KBR with all those nice lucrative contracts and give it back to the Iraqi people. Mm-hmm. There's a 70% unemployment rate right now in Iraq, and the best thing, I think, for the country is to rebuild itself. And we need to encourage that. We need to come across as assistance if they need us. They need to ask us, though, and let them run their own country. Second of all, what I believe is we need to look at getting the United Nations and the Arab League to work in conjunction with the Iraqi government to slowly weed us out of there in terms of the security area. And third of all, we need to let Iraq be. We need to let them run their own country and only offer services if they want it.
Let me just mention to people who might just be tuning in, Ruben Zamora is running, yes, for a congressional district seat in Illinois, which happens to be occupied right now by Dennis Hastert. Why are we putting him on a nationally syndicated program? It's heard all over the country. Simply for this reason, Air America decided during the last election cycle to try to focus in on these local races where qualified Democrats are challenging corrupt Republicans and in some instances corrupt Democrats. So that's the reason we have Ruben Zamora on now. You may be listening on WLIB in New York City or listening in Miami or listening in L.A., and you're thinking, well, how does this affect me? Well, it very much affects you in the sense of getting control of the House away from this Bush crime family. Speaking of that, I know you'd rather focus on issues, but I just want to ask you one question here and as quick an answer as you care to. Would you have any interest in seeing that, and you can just avoid this question if you want, Ruben, but would you have any interest in seeing Bush and Cheney impeached and removed from office before their term of office expires?
I think that's going to be left up to the other members of House and the other members of the Senate to do that. I mean, I will vote as necessary based on the information. I believe everybody's entitled to a jury, to justice, and Mr. Bush is no exception.
Okay, well, that's a good enough answer. I just wanted to get a sense of how you felt about that. Now, as you know, we interviewed another candidate who would be running in the Democratic primary in your district, John Lash, who's also whose points of view sound similar to yours. How do you distinguish yourself from him?
I think the difference is that a lot of the issues that he brought up or the answers were on my actual website and on papers that I had written prior to this election. But the difference is going to be planning. Also, I've got the experience. I've made my mistakes in my first campaign, and I've learned from them. I've also had the same core group of people that I had last time, and they were very dedicated. And, you know, this is what my main resource is in this campaign, is the ability to encourage people to work on this campaign. I knock on doors. He had asked for like $1.2 million. That's nice. I guess everybody would like to have that much money. But I think the focus in on this, the way to win this race, is to knock on doors and ask people what's important to them.
Given, I lived in Chicago for 3.5 years, and I know that Hastert's district is fairly intensely right-wing, hence Hastert's election. What is your take on the political attitude in that district now as it would apply to your taking Hastert's seat away from him?
Well, first of all, I want to just make a correction. They're not right-wing. They're just good old Americans, and they just, have
okay.
a point of view.
Fair enough.
But the fact is that, there is a change. Even last year, I noticed a change that people were starting to get a little disgruntled, and I think as the Fitzgerald investigations go through, they're starting to realize that the party that they had been praying to or being a part of has changed, and I believe it's been hijacked. I have nothing against the Republican Party. I have nothing against the Democratic Party. But I think what happens on the Republican side is that their party has been hijacked, and it's up to the leadership of the people to decide to take that back from. So my sympathies go out to them.
Mm-hmm. Given the financial chaos that Bush has set us up for, some of which we're starting to experience now, most of which is going to hit this country like a hurricane, like a tsunami, soon, either just before he leaves office or beginning after he leaves office, the man truly has done tremendous damage to this country financially. How are you going to deal with issues like the collapse of the pension fund programs in so many corporations, the spiraling cost of drugs for not just seniors but for younger people too? The housing bubble that if it bursts, it means the wealth of literally millions of American families is going to disappear. How are you prepared to deal with the outcomes that the Bush administration has set up?
Well, first of all, we have to acknowledge that he has done a lot of damage, and he has, both in foreign policy and domestic policy. In fact, I'd like to ask him myself, what is his domestic policy? I've seen his foreign policy. I believe that to repair a lot of the damage is going to take a lot of time. It's not going to be something that's done overnight. Now, it's not only going to be done by me, but it's done through a group of people, of Democrats and like-minded Republicans who really want what's best for this country. I think we're going to need to work together. We need to roll up our sleeves and put on a cup of coffee and then a pot in the background of coffee and let's hammer this out. But the fact is, for foreign policy, what I recommend is we need to start going to our allies and other countries in diplomatic means. We need to start reestablishing our diplomatic connections once again and reassure them that a new chief is in town, and that is the American people through the representatives that we will send, including me. Domestically, there is so much we could start with. I really, I would have too much time. But the fact is, what we need to do is we need to reassure the American people that now is not the time to be afraid, to be fearful. Leadership is coming to Washington. We're going to take things as piece by piece if need be to get this done. If the housing bubble does occur, and all indications look like it might happen, there's going to be a lot of people hurting, and we just need to provide as best leadership as we can and reassure them that we're going to do whatever we can to reverse that. Now, I recommend that we go back to Clinton's plan, his domestic policies,
all right,
because they were working.
Ruben, can you hold it right there?
Sure.
Let us do some commercials. We'll come back. Pick it up, if you will, when we come back on Clinton's plan. We're talking with Reuben Zamora, who ran against Speaker Dennis Hastert in the last election cycle, got about 31% of the vote, and is running again. Reuben Zamora is running for the 14th congressional district seat in Illinois. Stick around. More questions as soon as we come back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
A Showtime original television event. They could be your neighbors.
I'm putting together a team of holy warriors.
They could be your friends.
Look at you. Blonde hair, blue eyes. That's why I'm the perfect weapon.
And they could be planning the next terrorist attack.
Well, this isn't Chechnya or Jerusalem. Tell me.
The New York Times calls Sleeper Cell, unlike any other program produced for American television. Sleeper Cell begins Sunday, December 4th at 10, 9 central, only on Showtime.
Judgment Day.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddux, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. And this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Thank you.
around, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour, we're talking with Reuben Zamora, who is running for Congress in the 14th District in Illinois. That is the seat currently held by so-called Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert. Let's pick up, Mr. Zamora, what you were saying, going back to the Clinton plan, where it concerns the domestic financial chaos that the Bush crime family has brought to this country.
Yeah, I believe that as a starting point, we need to go back and review or even reinstitute the Clinton policy, because with the Clinton policy for domestic growth, he had us in a surplus, and George Bush has basically dismantled that completely. But I think that's a good starting point, and then we can tailor it from there, and we make adjustments as we go along.
How about the issues that are talked about a lot in campaigns and never seem to see the light of day once people get elected? Issues like single-payer health care plans, the right to privacy, whether that right manifests itself in a woman's right to get an abortion if she wants one, or a family's right to be secure in their homes without these bastards coming in with the sneak and peek business or looking at their internet messages. I mean, when I talk about privacy, I mean privacy totally and completely, to the extent that a family wants it. Now, if they want to reveal stuff about themselves, fine. If they apply for credit or they fill in a IRS form, of course, certain things are not private. But those two issues mainly right now concern me. A single-payer health care plan, which is the only thing that's ever going to bring health care, in my opinion, to everybody in this country, and the right to privacy. Where do you stand on those two issues?
Well, it's very interesting that you would mention universal health care. I'm very close in conversation with Dr. Quentin Young out of Chicago, and we talk about that a lot. But actually this morning at 11 o'clock, I was with Governor Blagojevich, and when he signed the All Kids program, which basically gives or offers insurance for all the kids in Illinois, the first one in the country, the first state to offer insurance, health insurance, comprehensive health insurance to all children in our state.
This is not just a Medicaid plan.
No, it's a comprehensive educational plan.
Okay.
But you're right, universal health care is the goal. We must work towards that. It's going to take about 10 years to actually bring it about, but it's a small process. We got to take small steps, and this is one of the steps that I believe that are very crucial to bringing about universal health care, which I do support. As for privacy, I believe in the privacy of individuals. I believe the government has gotten too big and has gotten too nosy into our own personal lives. And, you know, with the Patriot Act and Patriot Act Part 2, all those things, there are some good things there that we need for terrorism and for policing. But for personal investigations into people for no reason, spying, if you will, mm-hmm. on the American people, I oppose that.
Let's go back just for a second to the what I call single payer and you call it universal health care plan. You said you think it would take about 10 years. Referring to the Clinton model, and I realize the Clinton model was not single payer health care. It was privately managed, but regardless of what these crazed Republicans said back in 93 and 94. Or 92 and 93. The Clinton model, it's my understanding, would not have taken more than a couple of years to set up. Why do you see a 10-year period of time necessary for universal
health care? Well, this is actually from the research that I've done and the conversation with Dr. Quentin Young, because, you know, he's part of that whole program, and, you know, he should be applauded for that. He's got a great staff there. But what happened is, if I had the answer and I could do it in 2 years, that would have been done a long time ago. But the fact is that the Clinton model, they had their best people working for 6 months, and they couldn't sell that program. I think, you know, for someone like me to say that I can do it in 2 years would be fantastic, but it's unlikely. They've got a great brand of product there in terms of single-payer health care. But I believe that we must move away from the privatization of pharmaceutical prescription drugs and that sort of thing, in the sense of how we buy it. Currently under the Medicare plan that my opponent, Dennis Hastert, has proposed, and he's really pushing it over here, you know, we basically are fattening up the bankrolls of the pharmaceutical and medical insurance companies without getting the best money in return for the taxpayer. Mm-hmm. And I believe universal health care is the answer. Unfortunately, there is a lot of misconceptions out there about what it is. So it's going to take a process of enlightening the American public and knowing that, you know, you're already paying for this. you're not getting it.
Right.
Therefore, we're misappropriating the tax funds.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're just about out of time. Can you give us a website where people can get more information about you, your campaign, and where they can make a contribution?
Absolutely. It's www.zamora4congress.org.
Zamoraforcongress.org.
Yeah, that's Z as in zebra, AMORAFOR Congress.org, all one word.
All right. Ruben Zamora, good luck to you, and I hope as we get close to the primary, we'll chat again. We made the same offer to John Lash, and we would like to have you back on again. Good luck in what you're trying to do, all right?
Well, thank you, and thank you for all your listeners.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Quick break here, Truth Seekers. We'll be back, and when we come back, the madman, the insane man who runs the Department of Defense, crazy old rummy robot wars, Rumsfeld, in his own words, more or less.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
John O'Neill, the man behind the swift voting of Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry in 2004, is now going after Representative Bernie Sanders in the Vermont U.S. Senate race. O'Neill, who started working with Republicans to attack political dissenters back in the Nixon years, but who really came into his own with his role in promoting the wildly disingenuous and broadly disputed Swift Boat Veterans for Truth attacks on Kerry's Vietnam service record during the 2000 campaign, has just penned an anti-Sanders letter that is being distributed on right-wing websites. O'Neill says he's enthusiastic about the campaign of a little-known perennial candidate in the Republican Senate primary. In reality, it's clear that he is getting involved in the race to smear Sanders in the same truth-impaired way that he smeared Kerry. For more on O'Neill's attack on Bernie Sanders, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet,
but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovan. Estrovan is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovan now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovan. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Oreck vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Oreck vacuum, visit one of my Oreck stores, or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley protesting Cheney. In Tennessee today, Dick Cheney was heckled by peace protesters as he spoke at the groundbreaking for a public policy center honoring former Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker. During Cheney's speech, about a half dozen people protesting. The war in Iraq yelled, quote, war, what is it good for? And they held up the large banner saying, peace now. Cheney kept speaking, did not acknowledge the protesters who were escorted from the ceremony inside the University of Tennessee's basketball arena. About 50 protesters demonstrated outside. Several carried signs, including one that read, honor Baker, impeach Cheney. Inside, Cheney said that Baker, the Republican lawmaker who was also President Reagan's chief of staff and ambassador to Japan, has brought tremendous credit to the university and to Tennessee. Baker is still remembered for posing that key question during the 1973 Watergate hearings that rocked the Nixon White House when he said, what did the president know and when did he know it? The U.S. Senate today overwhelmingly asked the administration of George Bush to provide it with regular updates on how the war in Iraq is going. The vote was 79 to 19 on the Republican proposal, which is designed, they say, to make next year a period of significant transition to full Iraqi sovereignty. This vote came after the senators earlier rejected a vote of 58 to 40, a Democratic effort to have Bush outline a specific timetable for a phased withdrawal of American troops in Iraq. Harry Reid, the top Senate Democrat, says it's clear that the U.S. must change the course and not stay the course. Even though the amendment to the defense bill was defeated, the Democrats are saying they are encouraged by the fact that much of what was approved was also in their proposal. The federal agency that insures the private pensions of 44 million workers said today the deficit of the organization, $22.8 billion for 2005. Big airlines in bankruptcy, dumping their pension liabilities into the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. The annual financial report said that it had $56.5 billion in assets to cover $79.2 billion in pension liabilities. There's been an explosion in recent years in the number of big ailing companies, especially labor-heavy industries like airlines and steel, transferring their pension liabilities to the PBGC, with millions of dollars going out the door, concern mounting in Congress and elsewhere about the financial situation of the organization. Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito distancing himself from that 1985 comment that there is no constitutional right to abortion. Alito met today with Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, an abortion rights supporter and a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is Air America Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Welcome back. It's about 6:30 past the hour. You know, with all this garbage floating around, most of it coming from the
liar
George W. Bush himself about how the Congress, Democrat and Republican, House and Senate, knew the same intelligence that George Bush knew. Which is just nonsensical lies. Keep in mind that in 2001, George W. Bush revoked the security clearance for 92 senators. Remember that? So the information they got regarding anything, but certainly regarding weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, was information that you or I could have gotten. Now, it was repealed, but remember what Bush said. We can't have leaks of classified information. It's not our nation's interest. Now, what precipitated the action on October 1st, 2001? The Washington Post reported that various lawmakers had been told there would be more terrorist attacks in the United if the United States retaliated. That was reported in the Post. And at that slightest whiff of evidence that information was being leaked, Bush pulled classified intelligence access for 92 senators. The only people, 8 members of Congress, were allowed to maintain their security clearance, classified clearance. Speaker of the House, House Minority Leader, Senate Majority Leader, Senate Minority Leader, and Chairman and Ranking Members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. That's it. So when Bush talks about that kind of stuff, when he says that they had the same intelligence, okay, what about the gap period when 92 senators were denied access to classified information?
Now, unless I'm missing a little bit of this story, I believe there is a caveat that I think about 10 days after that policy was put in place that they had to rescind it because of the tremendous political fallout. So that there was only a period of about 10 days.
Okay.
These senators were out of the loop.
Okay, so let's use that as an example of Bush's manipulating not just the information that was absolutely necessary for Congress to give an approval to go to war, for God's sake, but he was also trying to manipulate the members of the House and the Senate by depriving them of their security or their classified clearance.
Yeah, I believe the tactic that they used a little bit later was more straightforward. They just started, bullying the intelligence community, saying, you're going to get fired, or we're going to throw staplers
right.
at you, or Bolton will chase you down and set fire to your underwear or something if you don't agree with our findings.
Or else, or your career in government is over. Now, Bush claims, once again, that everybody knew Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Foreign intelligence agencies, the members of Congress, you, me, and that his critics are rewriting history regarding the reasons for going to war. But let's check out some of the testimony here of his own cabinet and intelligence officials, okay? February 7th, 2001, George Tenet, director of the CIA, in congressional testimony said, quote, "We have no evidence that Iraq has reconstituted its weapons of mass destruction programs." February 12th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld, a congressional testimony, "Iraq is not a nuclear threat." February 15th, 2001, Colin Powell, quote, "Iraq has had no weapons of mass destruction program since 1991. It has not rebuilt its army. Iraq is not a threat and has not been for 10 years. Condoleezza Rice, July 2001, at the time National Security Advisor, quote, "Saddam Hussein has been disarmed. He can no longer threaten his neighbors. Our containment has worked." So if we were to take Bush's asinine statements out to their obvious conclusion, George Tenet didn't know, Rumsfeld didn't know, Powell didn't know, and Rice didn't know, or did know and decided to lie, or did or didn't, or something. Do you see how insane this is? But there's Bush doing the one thing that he does so well, shifting the responsibility somewhere else. And when you're the President of the United States, when you're the CEO of America Incorporated, you can't do that. And the more I think about Bush standing in front of a bunch of our soldiers that he is sending off to Iraq to kill and be killed and maim and be maimed in our name, and daring to attack Democrats for bringing up his lies, pointing them out. Yeah, they're 1,000 light years behind where they should have been, but at least they pointed it out. Then he accuses Democrats of politicizing the war, of playing politics. He's the one using American troops as his own personal toy soldiers when he's not using them for a backdrop for some filthy photo op. Now this just came up today, or was it the other night on ABC News? Iraq detainees who were interviewed by World News Tonight and stated that they were tortured by American troops. Among the torture was being put into a cage of lions in a Baghdad palace. Did you hear about this? This goes back to 2003, shortly after the war began, as part of a terrifying interrogation process. Rumsfeld today said that seems quite far-fetched. The Army's looking into the charges. One of the Iraqis who made the claim, and I believe it was on ABC's World News Tonight, he said, quote, "They took me behind the cage. They were screaming at me, scaring me and beating me a lot. One of the soldiers would open the door and two soldiers would push me in. The lions came running toward me and they pulled me out and shut the door. I completely lost consciousness." Now, defense officials suggested that at times, you know, detainees make up claims. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman said they have never heard of lions being used in any detainee operations. "Oh, we don't know anything about that!" Army spokesman Paul Boyce said no mention of lions had ever come up in any of the more than 400 investigations into detainee abuse conducted by the military over the past 3 years. Oh, well, then I guess the case is closed. 400 investigations into detainee abuse conducted by the military over the past 3 years? 400 investigations? Well, I had no idea there were that many. The two men interviewed by ABC described the day in July in 2003 when they were arrested by American troops with guns and armored vehicles. They said they were covered with plastic hoods and repeatedly struck by soldiers using the butt of their rifles. They both described standing in front of a lion cage and said they could hear other prisoners screaming as the metal cage door creaked open and slammed shut. One of the detainees said they threatened that if I did not confess, they would put me in the cage. He said the soldiers kept asking him where Saddam was. He says, I laughed. I thought they were kidding me. They asked me, where are the weapons of mass destruction? I was very surprised, and I thought it was weird. But when he laughed, he said he was only beaten more. And he said they pushed him into the cage three times, pulling him out as the lions moved toward him. ACLU lead counsel Lucas Gutentag said the lion cage was not mentioned in the initial legal filing. These guys have filed a lawsuit against Rumsfeld, among others. It wasn't mentioned in the initial legal filing because lawyers considered that part of the charges of mock executions, which would later be detailed. Gutentag said media reports in the summer 2003 documented that American soldiers had access to the lions because Saddam Hussein's eldest son, who was killed in a gun battle with American soldiers, kept lions in his compound at the presidential palace, which was taken over by U.S. troops during the war. Thrust into cages of lions, huh? We don't torture. We just don't want laws to stop us from doing the torture that we're not doing. We don't use lions. Oh, and those skinny prisoners they found, the ones who look like they're coming out of the concentration camps, they're just dieting. Or maybe they're anorexic. Rumsfeld, when we come back, brace yourself.
How many Iraqis per gallon? On this endless killing spree. How many kids can you kill? And send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Joined at the microphone here by Rummy Rumsfeld. All right, let's go to this Department of Defense briefing today. You can tell from this freak's opening statement that the Republican Party is running scared on the increasingly, although still only one inch deep, bipartisan attack on all the lies the Bush cabal told about Iraq in the lead-up to war. Now that the Senate has passed by a vote of 79-9 a demand from Bush to come up with a clear exit strategy on Iraq, the heat is really on these killers, even though the resolution is cheesy and kind of weak-ass. It's still something that the Bush crime family has never dealt with in the 5 years they've been in office. So here's Rumsfeld with Republicans the Bush crime family, really, their failing argument that, hey, you Democrats believed our lies, so it's your fault we went to war on all the lies we told you. Now, pay close attention to the last part of his statement here, because he kind of defeats his own argument.
In 1998, the U.S. Congress passed and President Clinton signed the Iraqi Liberation Act.
It's Clinton's
fault! That law
fault.
Specified 10 findings of Saddam Hussein's violations of international norms and stated, quote, it should be the policy of the United States to support efforts to remove the regime headed by Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq and to promote the emergence of a democratic government to replace that regime, unquote. In October 2002, by a large margin, a bipartisan majority of the Congress authorized President Bush to use force if necessary to deal with the continued threat posed by Saddam Hussein. In the legislation, the U.S. Congress stated that Iraq, quote, poses a continuing threat to the national security of the United States by continuing to possess and develop a significant chemical and biological weapons capability, actively seeking a nuclear weapons capability, and supporting and harboring terrorist organizations, unquote. These assessments were echoed by foreign intelligence agencies from countries that included Great Britain, France, Germany, and Russia, and by the United Nations Security Council in more than a dozen different Security Council resolutions between 1990 and the year 2002.
God, these people are so good. They make the Nazis look like amateurs. In October 2002, he says, by a large margin, a bipartisan majority of the Congress authorized Bush to use force if necessary. Yeah, October 2002, you asshat. Now, right before that, he quotes Clinton and Congress signing the Iraqi Liberation Act that said it should be the policy of the United States to support efforts to remove the regime headed by Saddam Hussein from power and to promote the emergence of a democratic government to replace that regime. That's a far cry, you drunk old bastard, from invading the country and blowing it to pieces. That is a big difference, Mr. Rumsfeld. And as far as 2002 October, a bipartisan majority of the Congress, well, by that time, You freaks had already jiggered the information. You'd already fed all the crap into the media machine in this country. You had already released the fake intelligence reports. Get off it, Rumsfeld. So let's assume everything Rumsfeld said is true about France and Great Britain and Germany, Russia, UN Security Council. Then you got to wonder, why didn't any of these foreign nations or the United Nations Security Council advocate an attack on Iraq? Why did we have to have a coalition of the bribed and the coerced? You know, Lithuania. Who else is in our condition? Moldova? Guatemala? Oh, Jesus. Why did so-called old Europe abandon us if everyone had the same damning intelligence? Because they didn't. Because Rumsfeld's a liar. Now, still in his opening remarks, Remy considerately tells the American people what they want to hear from the war in Iraq. He's going to tell us. So I guess all these polls saying the people want an exit strategy is just nonsense, right? What we really want is Bush-style, tough-talking Texan, empty bumper sticker bat squeeze about staying the course and standing down when they stand up, right? Here he is again.
This is the history that brought us to where we are today. These are simply facts. While the American people understandably want to know when our forces can leave Iraq, I believe they do not want them to leave until our mission is accomplished.
What is
and the
that?
Iraqis are able to sustain their fledgling democracy.
Oh.
As the president has said, one cannot set arbitrary deadlines. Timing of the handover of responsibility to Iraqis depends on conditions on the ground. And already some responsibilities are being assumed by the Iraqi security forces.
Yeah, right.
We must be careful not to give terrorists the false hope that if they can simply hold on long enough, that they can outlast us.
I'd like to know what responsibilities are being assumed by the Iraqi security forces, huh? Anyone have a clue about that? What is it, going out and buying more toilet paper for the latrines? What responsibilities? We now have more U.S. wounded than in the first 4 years of Vietnam! That's right, the amputees, the brain damaged, it's horrifying. But we can't give up now. The insurgents are in their almost daily, really, really last throws. And if we keep providing more mangled soldiers, we're going to win, right? You sick bastard.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, Ester C, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. Ester C works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to bands and voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Pulling the troops out would send a terrible signal to the enemy. You know, the United States is weak.
Don't turn around.
It's about 25 before the hour. Matty Mills, and he points out something. He says, hey, Mike, none of those quotations from Democrats about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction mean anything because the comments were made before the 2003 UN weapons inspections, which showed that Iraq had no weapons. And Matt's absolutely right. All this comments made by Democrats going back into the 90s and coming up to the year 2000 and into the Bush crime family's takeover of this country, all of those comments were based on rumor and innuendo, the type of garbage that was put out there by the right wing in this country, by PNAC, by whoever, in order to keep, certainly by the defense establishment, in order to keep producing weapons of mass destruction on our side of the equation, and certainly in order to have an external threat. So, you know, Matt is right. He goes on to say, same thing goes for the October 2002 Senate resolution. Bush, however, went to war after the UN inspection showed that there were no weapons. Yeah, remember, we had inspectors. There were hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of inspectors combing the country, Iraq, and found nothing. So they defrost moldy old Rumsfeld today and put him out there to defend this criminal madness in Iraq.
Yeah, what I wanted to add to that also, that it just goes to show that people forget that one line in there that said, use force if necessary. I mean, clearly force was not necessary. The man didn't have any weapons. They knew that. So, you know, that little phrase is, I'm going to shut up now.
Well, no, that's correct. The devil is in the details. So now Rumsfeld starts to take questions today from reporters and spreads the big lie that you heard Senators Durbin, Levin, and Reid dispel yesterday, that Democrats had access to the same pre-war intel that Bush did. These lies will come back to haunt these bastards eventually, trust me. But anyway, the reporter says, Mr. Secretary, you've listed a lot of facts here, and I don't think anyone would argue with most of them. You don't mention that the Bush administration and President Bush ordered an invasion of Iraq, claiming that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, which it didn't. So how is all this straightening out the history of what we did in Iraq?
Seems to me that what we're seeing is we've got men and women serving in Iraq, risking their lives, and on the one hand, and on the other hand, we have people suggesting that the reason we're there was because this president decided to go in based on information that was unique to him, and it wasn't unique to him. The information that he based his decision on was the same information that President Clinton and the previous administration had. It's the same information members of the House and Senate had. It's the same information that the other intelligence services have. And it seems to me that people who are willing to risk their lives need to know the truth.
Now, notice there at the very end, once again, a bit of information slips out of this killer's mouth, that the people who are willing, and I wonder how many of the National Guardsmen who have been sent to Iraq, how many of the reservists who are there for their third tour are willing to risk their lives, need to know the truth, Rumsfeld said. Yeah, you old bastard, you old murderous, blood-stained bastard, of course they need to know the truth. And what did he say? On the one hand, he says, we have people suggesting that the reason we're there was because this president decided to go in based on information that was unique to him, and it wasn't unique to him. Okay, I'll go along with that. You and Cheney and Rice and Negroponte and Wolfowitz and probably Rove saw it too. You got me there, you old bastard. You old murderous, warmongering bastard. Yeah, you got me. It wasn't unique to him. Your statement's essentially correct, isn't it? There were 23 of you who knew about the lies. The White House Iraq group. Right, Rummy? Yeah, damn right. Now, on the fact that a huge bipartisan majority now wants to get an exit strategy out of Bush, and I don't trust the Republicans on this worth a damn, you know, the reason Republicans are doing this is because Bush's so-called popularity stands now at 34%. And some of these Republicans, all the Republicans in the House, but certainly some in the Senate, have a reelection campaign coming up in about a year, an election coming up in about a year. So they want to get rid of this dead weight, this bloated corpse of George W. Bush from around their necks. They're not standing up because they're lying bastards. They're not standing up for America. They're not standing up for our members of the military who've been sent into this hellhole. No. They're doing it because of political expediency. And to a certain extent, let me include the Democratic Party leadership in this, too. They knew. Did Reid and Durbin and Levin and all the rest of them have to wait until Bush's popularity was at 36% before they stood up and said, wait a second. These are lies. Anyway, the reporter says the following. Mr. Secretary, I want to get your reaction to the 79-9 vote that just took place in the Senate on the Authorization Committee, whatever the hell that means. Looking back as a former member of Congress, does this signal to you a growing impatience in the U.S., in the Senate, similar to the early 1970s debates on Vietnam? I'll try not to barf as he tries to compare himself to Winston Churchill here. Winston Smith, maybe.
Oh, I wouldn't go down that road myself. It's understandable that the American people and the Congress are interested in knowing as much as possible about a war. A war is an important thing. It's a serious thing. It's a dangerous thing. People die, and we know that, and it's heartbreaking. I was reading a book last night, Winston Churchill, and he said the problem is not winning the war, but persuading people to let him win the war, he said.
Okay, so, Winnie, when are you going to start winning the war? Is that a known known, or is that one of your unknown knowns? Or it's an unknown known that can't be known because it's a cone. So realizing he was getting a typical nonsensical rummy-speak answer, the same reporter tries to rephrase his question, and this time he asks, but the point that I make, Mr. Secretary, is this impatience coming a lot quicker than you would have anticipated? You know, this is your own party pressing this at the moment. 79-9 vote means many Republicans, including John Warner and Bill Frist, and once again, Rummy utters some unintended truth at the end of this statement, even though he never answers the question at all.
I think I have a lot of confidence in the American people, and frankly, I have a lot of confidence in the Congress. The Congress represents the American people, and the American people have a very good center of gravity. They listen, and they'll decide, and
right.
What's going on in Iraq is important. It's important historically. It's important for the Iraqi people. It's important for the entire region. And quite honestly, it's very important for the United States of America and the coalition countries that have a desire to have their people be able to live as free people and not be subjected to the dictates of a small handful of fanatics.
Oh, to live as a free people and not be subjected to the dictates of a small handful of fanatics? That would be you and Cheney and Wolfowitz, and Pearl, and who else? Rice, and Junior Bush, and Karl Rove. Huh? A small handful of lunatics? So the intel failures now are just honest mistakes. Reporter says, Mr. Secretary, could I ask you in retrospect, do you feel that you were let down by the intelligence community on the intelligence in Iraq, or were people making honest mistakes based on the best information available? How do you look at it, sir?
There's no doubt in my mind that people made honest mistakes in that set of the pieces of that intelligence that were presented at the United Nations. And they certainly were not intentional. And now, do you feel let down because something is inaccurate and imperfect? You'd be let down every day by intelligence because it by its nature, it's hard to do. It's tough. Is it better or worse than in previous eras? My guess is it's better than in previous eras. Why do I say that? Well, we're spending a great deal of money. We've got a lot of awful fine people. We've probably got more people right now than we have in the last 10, 15 years working this problem. But is it perfect? No. Will it ever be perfect? I doubt it.
Am I excited about my new laser pointer? You bet. Can you put a monkey and a parakeet in a helicopter and then expect no knowables? Time will tell. Will I ever stop asking myself pointless rhetorical questions no one cares about? Obviously not. There's no doubt in my mind, he says, that people made mistakes. Oops. Oh, I'm sorry. Your son was killed. Your husband was killed. Oh, I'm sorry. What, that's happened 2,066 times now? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about all that death and maiming and children and old ladies being turned into red mist. Oh, my bad. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, it was an honest mistake. It really was. We really didn't mean to go out there and murder tens of thousands of people in Iraq and murder over 2,000 American soldiers. Oh, it was just an honest mistake, okay? I'm sorry your son's dead. I'm sorry your husband's gone. But you know, it's all worth it. It really is. I'm sorry, you know, mistakes were made, but you know, suck it up! We're fighting for freedom and democracy!
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The lust of dispossession will overtake his psycho mind. He won't be happy till he smells the beer.
It's about 9 before the hour. All right, finally tonight, last one. Rumsfeld rhythmically thumps the podium as he gives a circular non-answer to the question that unbelievably our troops may have tortured detainees with the threat of throwing them to the lions. I don't know. It just makes me think of just about every movie, with the exception of L.A. Confidential, that Russell Crowe ever made. But the threat of throwing detainees to the lions. Now listen to this rat bastard, this so-called Secretary of Defense, this degenerate old killer. The reporter says, Mr. Secretary, there are reports that two men who were detainees in Iraq, taken in July of 2003, they're now claiming that as part of their interrogation, they were thrown into a cage with lions. Can you tell us, sir, if any member of the U.S. military has ever threatened a detainee in that way, coerced him, tortured him in any way using lions?
I read the same report. It seems quite far-fetched. People are obviously, everything that everyone alleges is looked into, but you've got to keep in mind that the documents
Boom.
That were found,
Boom.
I believe in Manchester,
Boom.
Train people, terrorists,
Boom.
To lie about their treatment.
Boom.
And they do it consistently, and it always works.
Boom.
So you think this has never happened?
I didn't say that. You heard precisely what I said. I spoke very precisely, and you can get Boom. A transcript of it if you really want to know what I said. And I'll stick with what I said.
You condescending old bastard, you. You condescending old bastard, you. You say that people lie about their treatment. The reporter says, so you're saying this never happened? I didn't say that. You heard precisely what I said. What's your name, bitch? Huh? You got a security clearance in here? Huh? Would you like to meet Simba yourself? I spoke very precisely. You get a transcript of it if you really want to know what I said. Now stick with what I said. I didn't say we wouldn't throw them to the lions. I said it seemed far-fetched. That certainly doesn't mean we won't have asparagus for lunch. Now, does it? Who can know the calculus of lions and documents of life? And we don't torture. And by don't, I mean not very much, because nothing's perfect. And if we did, one could say it wouldn't be us doing it, because we don't do that. So look it up and be more precise with your question next time. You little split tail. What are you doing in here anyway? They're trained to lie about their treatment when they're detainees. You see, they were playing with the lions, not being tortured. It's like we say around here, when someone is committing suicide by refusing food because we like to do bad things to them. When they stop eating, we have to force feed liquids down their guts. They're dieting. They're on a diet, sweetie. How did you get in here? What's your name? God, what was that line in Pulp Fiction? Close the door, because I'm going to get medieval on this son of a bitch. Remember that line? Isn't that what this sick old man Rumsfeld has done? He's gone medieval? Lions? How about spiders? Do they have a huge pit of spiders and scorpions that they lower people into? Lions? What's up with these psycho neocons and wild animals? Well, I guess they're not wild. They're part of O'Day's collection. But of course, any lion is always, you know, got the potential to rip your guts out with one swoof of his paw, right? Rummy and the Lions. That's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, isn't it? You know, Scooter Libby's book, Goldilocks Does the Three Bears? What is this, Fear Factor Iraq?
Tonight on Fear Factor, detainees taken into a cage full of hungry lions. Son of a bitch, isn't this war fun? White phosphorus. Mark 77, napalm and lions. Jesus, what a combination. Woo! There's something in this Iraq adventure for everybody, isn't there? Huh? What? Your son got killed? Your father's dead? Your husband? Ah, well, sweetheart.
People die. That's what the word war means. People die. Thump, thump. You know. People die. I don't know if they use lions. I think that whole lion thing is, I don't know. You think it's true? Does that have anything, you know, to do with, I don't know, detainees being lions. Man, I like that. Lions. Jesus. You know, war is imperfect. Sometimes you have to use lions. God.
How did this chick reporter get in here? You heard my answer, sweetie. You want a clarification? How about a trip to Iraq?
Your phone calls when we come back. Do join us. Do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush believes China is taking the first steps toward democratic reform but needs to do more. In prepared remarks for a speech in Kyoto, Japan, the president will cite China as an example of a society that has taken steps toward freedom but has not completed the trip. The speech will also touch on Bush's belief that Taiwan is free and democratic and prosperous. A group of readers rallied outside the offices of the Los Angeles Times Tuesday to protest what they claim was the firing of writer Robert Scheer, whose column was often critical of the war in Iraq. Marcy Winograd organized the more than 150 people who participated in the protest.
We can't accept that the Los Angeles Times unilaterally will cut off the voice of an anti-war advocate, of a peace advocate, of somebody who has been so critical, and rightly so, as we're all learning, of this administration, of the Bush administration.
She adds that they intend to cancel their Times subscriptions. The LA Times declined to comment. More than 170 prisoners thought to have been tortured have been found at a Baghdad detention center. According to Iraq's prime minister, it's believed the abuse took place in a building controlled by Iraq's security services. An investigation has been launched, and the U.S. military is now said to have taken control of that facility. Owen Fay has that story.
Ibrahim al-Jafri says the men were malnourished and show signs of torture. They have been moved and are now undergoing medical treatment. The U.S. military has refused to comment on the allegations or on reports it was involved in discovering the facility in the first place. The men were held in a building in downtown Baghdad belonging to the Interior Ministry. There have been allegations that Iraqi security forces have taken part in, or at the very least condoned, the abuse of prisoners thought to be involved in the insurgency. The International Red Cross says it was unaware the facility was being used to house prisoners and is now launching its own investigation. Owen Fay reporting.
Major League Baseball has stepped up to the plate concerning the use of performance-enhancing drugs. Baseball has agreed on a policy that will involve harsher penalties for players who use steroids. It looks like smooth sailing for Fed Chairman nominee Ben Bernanke in the Senate. Correspondent Terry Moore has that.
Bernanke is President Bush's choice to replace Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan. Greenspan retiring in January after 18 years at the helm of the Federal Reserve. In a friendly Senate confirmation hearing, Bernanke pledged to maintain independence at the Fed.
In this prospective new role, I would bear the critical responsibility of preserving the independent and nonpartisan status of the Federal Reserve, a status that, in my view, is essential to that institution's ability to function effectively and achieve its mandated objectives.
The 51-year-old Bernanke is a Republican who currently chairs the President's Council of Economic Advisers. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
And you're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to AirAmericaRadio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover, go to AirAmericaRadio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
About 7 past the hour. Don't forget and pass it on next Wednesday, week from tomorrow, the night before Thanksgiving. It's going to be Youth Night on the Malloy program again. Only phone calls from young people between the ages of 13 and 17 inclusive. So if you know somebody 13 up to age 17, tell them about it. This is where we look for the opinions and comments of young people. No adults allowed that night. But if it's anything like the previous two times we've done this, it's a very eye-opening experience for older people. So I would suggest if you're an adult, be sure to tune in. If you're a kid, call. That's next Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Youth Night. From Reggie at TVNewsLies.org, Mike, the lies never stopped, and the media supported every single one. Bush repeated this lie over and over, and the media never called him on it. Quote, we gave him a chance to allow inspectors in, and he wouldn't let them in. End quote. That's from a Bush press conference, July 14th, 2003. Yeah, remember that? Remember that filthy lie? And nobody. This is when a lot of us, 2.5 years ago, really started to lose any hope that we were going to get out of this, because the national media, now this is before a lot of these websites started, like TV News Lies, I believe, like so many different websites.
Raw Story.
Rawstory.com, just on and on and on and on. You know who they are. But there was Bush at a press conference, July 14th, We gave him a chance to allow the inspectors in, and he wouldn't let them in. Yeah, it just never stops. Now, one last thing here. Simon in the UK, who studies more about American political shenanigans than you and I do, he says, forget the Senate Democrats. Want real opposition to the war? Try the House Democrats. Simon writes, where to begin? Well, let's start with the 133 representatives who voted against the war resolution in the first place. Then, a month before the war, Peter DeFazio, a Democrat from Oregon, along with 37 co-sponsors, introduced an emergency resolution to strip Bush of the war powers granted him by Congress. It got thrown into committee and deep-sixed by the Republican leadership. More recently, Lynn Woolsey's amendment to demand an exit strategy was supported by 128 votes. Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul, former Libertarian who's now Republican from Texas, and former Senator Max Cleland are still trying to rally support for House Resolution 55, which currently has 62 co-sponsors. At last known count, 66 House members from both the Black and the Progressive caucuses have formed the Out of Iraq Congressional Caucus. Simon says, and I wasn't able to find a link, but Jim McGovern has a bill coming up soon to cut off funding for the continuation of the war and only provide funding needed for withdrawal. I'd be grateful, Simon writes, if you could shout that one from the rooftops as the Republican leadership counts on these bills and amendments and resolutions getting no attention and ending up buried in committee. Well, you're right, Simon. You provided me with information here I did not know. And he provides links to all of this stuff. So, and no, I can't post them all. But if Simon can do the research, so can you. So can I, for that matter, right? Thanks, Simon. All right. Let's do some phone calls. All right? You want to do some phone calls? The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's start with Mike. Does Mike want to come on the air, or is Mike just... Okay, well, let's go to Michael in the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program. Hey, Michael. We'll have you in a minute. Hey, Michael. All right, let's try Chris in Seattle. We'll put Michael on hold. Chris, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Mike Malloy, so thrilled to be talking to you. You're my favorite host out of all the Air America programs.
Yay!
Oh, and I love so many of them.
Yeah, it's a good crew. I'm real pleased to be associated with most of these people.
Well, yeah, the reason you're my favorite is because I find this so much of this so outrageous, and nobody seems to express that outrage better than you, in my opinion. But I had an interesting perspective, which helped give me a little sanity the other day, and I realized that you know, a lot of people do advertising for a living, and you know, they're paid to basically lie or, you know, say whatever they're supposed to say. And I thought, well, maybe that's what the 43rd president?
Yeah, Bush Jr. Yeah, he sure is.
43rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe that's all we're hearing, and that's why nothing seems to make sense. He just seems to be, you know, trying to sell the corporate line or whoever's funding him.
Well, I'm sure that's true, but in addition to Bush being a mouthpiece for... I don't think the corporations feed anything into his head. He's too stupid. They feed it into Rumsfeld. And by the way, in tomorrow's Cheney. And by the way, tomorrow's Washington Post has a shocking revelation. Ooh, shocking revelation in tomorrow's Washington Post. They've come up with a memo of some sort that shows that Cheney met with oil company executives, and now they have the proof. Now, remember, all this has been denied. So now they have the proof that's in tomorrow's Washington Post. But the point I'm trying to make is that Bush is too stupid. He's ignorant. Look at all the business failures he had. And being the son of George Herbert Walker Bush, you can bet your ass that George W. Bush had at his available to him all the expert advice he could have possibly wanted, all the financing, stuff that other people who open a business never get their hands on. You know, connections, money, financing by the Saudis, by the Bin Laden family, anything that George W. Bush needed, he could get, and he still failed. This is a dumb, stupid little man. So when corporate America speaks, they don't speak to Bush because they know what kind of an answer or reaction they'll get. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? I don't miss that stuff. Tell Andy. Tell Carl. Tell Dick. Tell Dick. So they filter all this stuff through people who are around Bush, who are evil as hell, but at least they can put together a paragraphs and they understand compound sentences, and neither of which Bush is able to deal with. So while I agree with you that he's nothing more than a figurehead, a mouthpiece, it gets filtered before it gets to him because he's too stupid to handle any of this.
Yeah, sure.
He's just beyond belief. That's why I think all of his advisors, all their sphincter muscles tighten up whenever he makes a trip, like he made to Argentina and like he's making now, because you know he's going to get out there and open his mouth and insert all different parts of his anatomy. He's going to piss people off, and he's going to come across as the idiot, ignorant little fool that he is. And that's not exactly what you want when you're dealing with the Chinese, for Christ's sake. I mean, you want somebody who knows what they're talking about, who can be assertive, who can say, look, yeah, we're probably going to be opponents here for the next 50 years. Watch your step, China, because, you know, Bush can't do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Well put.
All right. Chris, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. Quick break here. We'll be back. We got a couple open lines, 866-303-2270. Jump in if you like.
The past is over. I agree. We all know the importance of bondage between mother and child in the home.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Investigated every single complaint against the detainees and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
No, no, it doesn't. Disassemble means to take something apart, you dumbass. Not only is the Washington Post coming out tomorrow with this revelation that...
Yep. Well, guess what? Here we have the proof that, here we have the document that says the oil chiefs met with Cheney and his task force. Here we have it. But also, it looks like Bob Woodward is up to his ass in alligators now. He has been questioned, I believe, more than once. And recently, he was questioned at length by Fitzgerald. And apparently, Woodward knew about... Valerie Plame's identity before anyone else. Or if not before anyone else, right around the time when all this nastiness was going on. Now, I'm sure you're aware that Bob Woodward has been poo-pooing this entire investigation, saying that when the smoke cleared, it'd be nothing but gossip, that there was really no there. Bob Woodward, which was surprising, we mentioned this when it first came up, Woodward, who, along with Carl Bernstein, were the ones who ripped the scab off the filthy, putrid Clinton administration. Now it appears that, of course, not appears, it's a fact, Woodward became part of the Washington establishment, that intersection of politics and media and lobbyists that literally run the country. And in becoming part of the establishment, I think Bob Woodward may have compromised what up to that point was a certain degree of journalistic integrity. We'll know, won't we? Huh? So check out the Washington Post tomorrow. If you don't subscribe to it, go online. Two big stories being broken by the Post tomorrow. It's out right now, as a matter of fact. It's online right now. Just register and go. WashingtonPost.com. All right, back to some phone calls here very quickly. Let me see here. Who's up next? Eddie is calling from Santa Barbara. Eddie, welcome to the program. Eddie? Okay, let's put him on hold. Let's go to Jim in Madison, Wisconsin. Jim, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening to you.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. I have a comment here, and that has to do with, seems like our media types are so preoccupied with what was said before the invasion, and we're tripping ourselves with all these minutiae of information instead of looking ahead, because it appears that before too long the guns will be trained on Iran. And this is no laughing matter, because Iran is infinitely bigger than what Iraq was. Iraq was on its knees, and they're loaded for bear with us. Plus, they're sitting on one side of the Persian Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And if we mess around, they'll just knock out the oil traffic going down the Persian Gulf.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I think there's another player in this, of course, and that's Israel. And I think the United States and Israel understands that an attack by either country against Iran, or a joint attack, which is what I think the people behind George W. Bush is pushing, they want the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, to make a preemptive attack against Iran the way they did years ago, back in the 80s, against the Iraqi nuclear reactor when the IDF sent two or three fighter bombers into Iraq and blew the hell out of this construction site. So, say again?
Off Iraq in Baghdad.
Yes. So what's happening here, and there have been some stories that have leaked out, even though media in this country is tightly controlled, the United States has recently sold to Israel, I think, 20 and maybe more of these bunker busters, these huge, huge bombs that can be used to wiggle underground and blow stuff to pieces that is buried underground. So I think your fears are well-founded, but I don't think the United States is going to attempt what the United States did in Iraq, for the very reason you pointed out. Iraq was a country that had been under sanctions for 12 years. It had been brutalized, beaten to death, hammered by the international community, bombed every single day because of the so-called no-fly zones that were established unilaterally by the United States and Great Britain after the first Gulf War. All of the injustice that was perpetrated against the Iraqi people, to hell with Saddam. I'm not talking about Saddam, I'm talking about the people.
Of course.
And the Iranians, this is not going to happen with Iran. Iran is well-armed, they have a disciplined military, they have a huge army. This is
they
not
have
a
two armies.
Well, there you go. It's
but
not
there's
a
the Republican Guard, the Republican Revolutionary, or the Revolutionary Guards, and the regular army.
Right. Well, it's a shame to think that the possibility, and I would remind people who don't know, but when the attack on this country occurred, whoever did it, on September 11, 2001, Iranians went into the streets in sympathy for the United States. In sympathy, saying how terrible it was that such a thing had happened. Hey, I have to leave it there. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Who was I just talking to? Is gone? Okay. Thanks a lot. Jim. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas. Elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar. This is what you're fighting for. Oil money. Enron. The American Empire.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Six before the hour. Apparently, I said Nixon, or I said Clinton, and I meant Nixon, the Woodward reference, about Woodward at one time being an investigative reporter. Woodward was so good, though, that he was eventually in, this is just my opinion, all right? You can totally ignore it. But he became another one of those leading American journalists who was approached by the CIA to, you know what I'm saying? Well, read tomorrow's Washington Post. All right, back to your calls. Mike is calling from the Bronx. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, great. Okay. You know something, I'm at the point, I'm sure you are and everyone else, of saying enough is enough. Let's cut the crap already with Bush and his speeches and Rumsfeld saying that everyone had the same intelligence. Because the thing is that if they willfully withheld certain parts of that intelligence, guess what? That's misleading the public without them having to open their filthy mouths. You know, and the same thing that they're saying that they don't torture. Guess again, because we see our own American people tortured by them sicking the police after their critics. I mean, if we can see the damage being done on our own homeland, sure enough, common sense would say that it's happening, you know, overseas. I mean, these people are either too damn stupid or too damn ignorant or arrogant, I should say, to realize how much they are in deep doo-doo. And it all started with the indictment of Scooter Libby. That was just the beginning of who ousted Valerie Plame. When Pat Fitzgerald continues this investigation, Mike, I'm sure you and everybody knows, he's going to get to the bottom of, A, who actually leaked Valerie Plame's identity, which we have a good idea, and then it's going to lead to the motive and the reason why, which is retaliation against Joe Wilson, who was one of many people that have criticized and exposed Bush and company. I mean, it's going to be one investigation leading to another as to the real reason we're in the Iraq War and what really happened, and this will be the connection with September 11th and the fact that Paul O'Neill and Richard Clark both said that Bush and company had it in for Iraq the moment they stepped into office, and it was likely that September 11th was going to be the trigger. I mean, a lot of people are going to go to jail, don't you think?
One can hope. One can hope. Mike, let me move on. Thanks
you
a lot.
It,
thanks for checking in, pal. There are two reports out. First of all, there's an inquiry now being conducted on the orders of Iraq's Prime Minister, Ibrahim al-Jafari, an investigation because more than 170, we mentioned this earlier tonight, malnourished, put quotes around the word malnourished, you know, you're malnourished when these people look like they have come from concentration camps. They're Iraqi detainees. They were found at a detention center run by the Iraq Interior Ministry, and some of them appeared to have been tortured. Jesus. Now, according to what's being handed out to the press. U.S. and Iraqi forces discovered these people. When the forces went into this facility, suspecting that individuals being held there may have been mistreated. That's according to the Pentagon. Yeah, right. According to a statement from the Iraqi government, the military, quote, found things that concern them. I'm sorry, that's according to a Pentagon spokesman. The forces that went in found things that concerned them. The spokesman, Brian Whitman, didn't say when the inmates were found, but apparently U.S. troops took control of this ministry building on Sunday, and the Prime Minister of Iraq now is saying Iraqi authorities are investigating what happened and that the detainees had been moved to a better location and given medical care. Here's another one of those stories. You and I will never know the truth. Never, 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 never. Al-Jafari told reporters, quote, I was informed that there were 173 detainees held at an interior ministry prison, and they appeared to be malnourished. There's also some talk they were subjected to some kind of torture, end quote. Amnesty International welcomed the decision to order an investigation and urged the Iraqi prime minister to expand the probe to include all allegations of torture. And Amnesty also asked him to make the results public. Yeah, that'll happen. Well, you know, it's the, what is this, do as I say, not as I do, monkey see, monkey do. What the hell is going on here? Now, not only that, what a charnel house we've created over there, haven't we? Everything that I can read makes the sadistic nature of, or the sadistic activities of the Saddam Hussein family appear to be, except for the people tortured and murdered, minor incidents of an out-of-control dictator and his sick, screwed-up family. But what I'm reading about so-called coalition forces, what has been done to the people of Iraq since our invasion, is beyond belief. You expect, don't you, a dictator-style, self-styled military thug bastard like Saddam to do this sort of thing. The sorts of things that he is now charged with doing. But did you ever think we would put to shame the activities of a murderous little dictator like Saddam? I didn't, but that's because I'm extremely naive. Here's the other story. An Iraqi Red Crescent doctor said this past Saturday that more than 50 bodies had been found in the rubble of a town near the Syrian border through which U.S.-led troops swept this week in an anti-insurgent offensive. That was Operation Steel Curtain. Remember that Steel Curtain? God, I love these names, huh? Operation Steel Curtain, Operation Disembowelment, Operation Kill Everything, Operation White Phosphorus, Operation Smash Joints, Operation Skull Fracture, Operation Rip Tongue, Jesus, Operation Steel Curtain. About 2,500 U.S. troops and 1,000 Iraqi, quote, soldiers, close quote, launched Operation Steel Curtain a week ago. They conducted house-to-house searches in this town of Kusaiba to root out insurgents. And they just blew to pieces all sorts of homes, houses in the area. Early reports from, you know, the usual unreliable sources, which are Arabic. We never believe Arabic sources, do we? No, why should we? Hundreds of civilians were butchered in their beds. So now 50 bodies have been found in the rubble of one of these towns. Jesus. U.S. military says it has detained around 180 insurgents and killed at least 36 more in the operation. U.S. military said around 900 civilians who fled the town were given temporary housing nearby during the operation. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. The doctor, Saif Al-Ani, who works for the Red Crescent in the area, told Reuters news agency they had unearthed at least 54 bodies in the rubble, including women and children. Jesus. Oh, yeah, the U.S. military has in the past accused doctors in western Iraq of misrepresenting civilian casualties after U.S. attacks. Yeah, that, you know, that's what Iraqi doctors do. First of all, they're Arabic. Secondly, they're probably Sunni. Third, they're probably giving aid and comfort to the terrorists. So who in the hell is going to believe them when they say, well, we discovered all these dead women and children, and not only that, you know. We have taken a country that was led by a sick bastard who should have been overthrown by his own people, should have been removed from office, and would have been had the United States and the UK not imposed these unbelievable sanctions against this country of 25 million people for the past 12 or 14 years. Do you know that's against the Geneva Conventions also? Collective punishment? Laying siege to not just a town, not a region, but an entire country. Do you know that that's against Geneva Conventions or articles in the UN Constitution to have done that? But we did it anyway. I don't know. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Dirty deeds and the thunder cheap.
You got problems in your life of love. You got a broken heart. You're double dealing with your best friend. That's when the teardrop starts, fella. You got the phone, I'm here alone. I'll make a social call. Come right in, get down here. We'll have myself.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
A lot of work to do with the North Korean, because he expects to be treated as a responsible nation.
Oh my God. 10 before the hour, thanks to the usual crew tonight, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac, who engineered the program in New York City, along with Dee Neal, our associate producer, who handles the blogosphere at Air America Radio, also takes care of your phone calls. Our production assistants, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, and the folks at MikeMolloy.com who run the website or run the message board. Thanks to them. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Marge is calling from northern Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, sir. How's the race going?
The race?
Yeah, the rat race.
Oh! I'm just about ready to grab some cheese, I think.
Oh, yeah, well, Ted Koppel was on with Letterman the other night, and he came up with a phrase I thought you'd appreciate.
Yeah?
Irish Alzheimer's.
Irish Alzheimer's?
Yeah, you forget everything but the grudges.
But the grudges. Oh, I like that.
I thought you would.
I like that.
I'm in sort of a snit today. You know, we seniors who are depending greatly on our Social Security check.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're aware, but the increase predicted for 2006 is a whopping 4.1%.
That barely keeps you even with inflation, doesn't it?
Well, now let me just take that a step further.
Okay.
Are you aware that there is a premium deducted from Social Security that goes towards your Medicare?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Guess how much that's going up next year?
I'm afraid to ask.
13%.
Oh, my God.
Do you think there ought to be somebody in Washington that understands simple math?
Well, I think, Marge, I think
that... when it applies to their own salary and their own benefits and their own major greed.
But, Marge, they do understand the math. But what they also understand is that older Americans, while they may vote, they're a very small percentage of the population, A... B, the money has to come from somewhere in order to provide the wealthy supporters of the Republican Party with their tax breaks. So you're in line to make your contribution, dear heart.
ExxonMobil makes, $30 billion.
Oh, no, that doesn't matter. That's corporate America. They're off. No, don't go there. It's old people and moms and children and students and veterans.
Don't forget the veterans. Yeah. I mean, they're getting all their benefits cut, and all the people that thought they'd been working for a company for 20 or 30 years and were going to have a pension, only the corporate greedy bastards haven't been contributing like they were scheduled to do, and so now they're going to file bankruptcy, and all that pension plan is going to go into, what do we call it, the Guaranteed Pension Benefit Corporation,
mm-hmm.
at about a half.
Which itself is almost empty, totally underfunded and
almost
empty.
Almost empty. It's in bankruptcy already.
Oh, really? Well, that's almost empty.
Yeah, well, aren't these people?
Haven't they done a job on America and Americans? Haven't these Bush bastards done a job on this country and the citizens of this country, Marge? It's just astonishing. Now, here's the question
for you.
You
know, it's one thing to be screwed, but, you know, you wouldn't mind getting kissed once in a while. You don't even get that anymore.
I hear that. Here's the question for you. How many older Americans, and this is just a rhetorical question, how many older Americans do you suppose voted for Bush twice because he was a good Christian man? And now are taking it once again in the chops by this crime family that cares not a damn about these social conservatives.
You got to read Harper's for December. There's one in there about something about miracles, Thomas Jefferson's Jesus or whatever. It's a good article. Read it.
Okay.
But the Christians, my Aunt Fanny.
I hear you. All right, Marge, listen, hang in there, okay?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to get me a punching bag, or I'm going to get me something so I can kick and not be arrested.
That's a good idea, because we would hate to find out that you'd been arrested, all right? All right, take care, Marge.
I ain't going alone.
Probably not.
Take care.
All right. Good to hear from you. Jay is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Jay, we have about a minute. Sorry to do this to you, but what the hell? You're on the program. Hi.
No, too bad. I have two things that I thought I were upset
about. Well, do a minute's worth, and we'll pick them up tomorrow. Don't wait until 5 minutes before the program's over.
Oh, I've been on the hold for half an hour.
Oh, okay. Don't wait for a half an hour before the program's over.
Okay.
All right, where are we? Go, Jay.
Minutia. You know, the guy before the break at the bottom of the hour talked about minutia. And I kind of agree with him, but I think it's still on an entirely different level. I mean, if I want to talk minutia that's just interesting, there was an article that circulated before the last presidential election that helps illustrate what George Bush is about. There was a guy, apparently, I can't find the sources, I can't find it on my computer anymore, but a guy was hired to do his autobiography as a ghostwriter and given an unlimited access to him for a year before the 2000 presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
And then they saw his notes, and they said, my God, we can't let this get out.
Yeah, I've heard this story. I'm drawing a blank, too. I've heard this. Yeah,
Basically, you know, you got to give him credit. He's not stupid on what matters to him.
Right.
And this illustrates it perfectly, but it also illustrates my premise about minutia that we don't even begin to appreciate a hint of the magnitude of what we're up against.
You said it
perfectly a few weeks ago. When these bastards are cornered like dirty, rabid rats with what's going on with investigations, be careful because something's going to give. Well, I feel I know exactly what's going to give. But let me go back to this article.
No. I'm out of time. I'm out of time, Jay. I'm just flat out of time. Listen, call in tomorrow. I want to hear what you got to say, but I can't do it right now. Thanks for participating, everybody. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall and I saw this meat tray and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out.